Alzheimer's affects more than 5 million Americans, but the disease is still a mystery to scientists and doctors. There's no cure. But some patients and caregivers hope to change that by joining clinical trials for new drugs. Steph Whiteside reports for Side Effects Public Media.
Back to our exam now. Check out your arteries in your neck.
At the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, Dr. Tom Alla is examining a patient. It's part of a clinical trial for a drug that holds promise in slowing Alzheimer's. Across the country, hundreds of patients are involved. But Alla says it's not easy finding people for clinical trials. Some worry about taking a drug that isn't fully tested. Others balk because they may only get a placebo and not have a chance to improve.
So many patients said, well, we're not going to take any chances of any side effects. We're not going to chance of taking a placebo. But I tell them, if you're only taking the drugs we have right now, you're not slowing the disease. At least in research, there's hopes of slowing things, stopping things.
Becky Doyren says the problem goes well beyond Alla's study. She works for the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association and helps match patients with studies they can take part in.
Scientists are working constantly to try to find new ways to prevent this disease, to find a cure, to reduce, you know, your risks. Unfortunately, those studies are, you know, stalled when we cannot continue to retain our trial participants. So that's one of the biggest struggles that people are having in these clinical studies is the recruitment and retention of trial match participants, human participants.
Despite the obstacles, Joe Houston agreed to be part of Alla's trial. That involves taking the drug and being subject to physical and mental exams to see how his disease is progressing. The former university administrator has been in a number of trials. Following a strict schedule for medications and making periodic office visits can complicate life for his wife, Carol, who takes care of him.
He's a wonderful sleeper at night, which is a blessing for him and for everybody. But during the day, in a lot of ways, I'm his warden, because there are pills that have to be taken in the morning and then noon and night.
Still, she's philosophical about the demands on her time.
A long time ago, I came up with the idea that, okay, these are new opportunities for loving Joe. And a lot of the time, I can hold on to that. And then there are other times when, whoops.
Joe and Carol have been together since grade school. Now they cope with the disease in various ways, including holding on to a sense of humor. As Carol and Joe chat with me, she says she still finds Joe's jokes funny, even though she's heard them before.
Well, you could tell them what you say over and over again at meals, which is kind of fun, when you're eating. What are you saying to me?
What am I saying to you?
Uh-huh. About the food, about what you're eating.
You're going to have to help me on that one. Did you really cook this?
You've never said that.
No, okay. What?
So funny.
I don't remember.
Dr. Alla says many people who join clinical trials realize it may be too late, too slow, or stop their own disease. But they participate because they want to help others.
They'll say what helping their children, helping the community, helping others dealing with Alzheimer's, because if we don't have research like this accomplished, nothing will be done.
Doyren sees that same viewpoint in many of the people she deals with.
They're hoping for a cure. They want to be a part of that. It's something they can give back to future generations, hopefully a future generation without Alzheimer's disease.
More information on the Alzheimer's Association can be found at alz.org. Steph Whiteside for Side Effects Public Media.